In the headlines, the education minister calls for more dialogue on the issue of terms leave for teachers. C2SAB backs the BUT stance, stressing there's no need for more talks. Government MPs pay tribute to outgoing member for St. James North, Edmund Hinkson. The Labour Minister calls for health and safety committees to be set up in organisations in the country, and over 50 Palestinians killed as Israel escalates Gaza bombardment. The latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. Educational Transformation Minister is calling the Barbados Union of Teachers back to the negotiating table to continue discussions on the issue of terms leave for teachers, even as the sick-out action is expected to continue for a second day. On Thursday, the union made good on its promise to take industrial action in an attempt to have government restore the terms leave, forcing the closure of 6 schools. As he spoke on the importance of dialogue as a critical aspect of industrial relations at a press conference yesterday, Senator Chad Blackman stressed that his ministry remains open for talks.
You have a situation where the negotiations and dialogue is still ongoing. You have the BUT, of course, you have the BSTU, who are in the process, and you've seen, of course, within the media yesterday and today, that the BSTU has made it clear that the process is still ongoing, which is true. The dialogue has not broken down. The ministry's door is open and has been open and will remain open. And therefore, we want to reiterate and to let the public know, but equally to let all unions, including the BUT, know that that open policy is still there. Let us have dialogue.
Minister Blackman says his ministry is committed to resolving the matter.
But I also want to say that as recent as yesterday, our team met with the unions. Wednesday morning, we met with the union. And there, my team was able to say to both unions what I just said, dialogue. Are we making progress on the matter? As I said, this is a long-standing 11-year issue. I am now in this job for 2 weeks. But equally, I'm the sort of minister and person as an individual who would like to face things head on. So that's fine. And difficult moments require difficult decisions. But in my view, this is something that we can't shy away from. And why? Because our children cannot afford for this issue to continue.
Minister of Educational Transformation, Senator Chad Blackman. Meantime, Permanent Secretary in the Ministry, Kim Bell, stressed that ministry supports terms leave, but insists talks must continue to ensure there is due process.
We continue to engage, and as ministers say, we will continue to engage to make sure that when this process is completed, it is done in a comprehensive manner. Because while we would support the terms leave, but we need to recognize also that when someone is on leave, that therefore means we must have a replacement. So we need to make sure that when this matter is determined, that no one is negatively impacted in any way, and principally our children can receive the required tuition that they require when they go to schools and in that quality way.
Permanent Secretary in the Ministry of Educational Transformation, Kim Bell. And the Congress of Trade Unions and Staff Associations of Barbados, C2SAB, has thrown its support behind the Barbados Union of Teachers' sick-out action over the decade-long issue regarding terms leave. Education officials took the BUT to task during yesterday's press conference for taking such an action while discussions are still ongoing. But the umbrella body's General Secretary, Dennis DePisa, stressed that the BUT followed and exhausted the process of negotiation, consultation and dialogue on the matter. Mr. DePisa thinks the call for further talks is absurd.
Having exhausted all options and with clear understanding and confirmations by the representative of the Ministry of the Public Service at a meeting of the 4th of April 2025 and subsequently with the Ministry of Education and Transformation on the 23rd of April 2025 that the judgment of the court to retain the status quo ante is to be respected, the action of the government of not respecting the ruling of the court is therefore an issue for concern. Based on the court's ruling, this matter of the restoration of the teachers' term leave is not a matter for negotiation. It is therefore absurd for anyone to suggest that this matter continues to be one for negotiation.
General Secretary of C2SAB, Dennis DePisa. Member of Parliament for St. James North, Edmund Hinkson, officially resigns from Parliament today, and several colleagues paid tribute in the House of Assembly yesterday, including Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. Mr. Hinkson tendered his resignation after 12 years at the helm of his constituency and cited in a statement it was about passing the baton and allowing others the chance to contribute. In her tribute, the Prime Minister spoke to the various organisations Mr. Hinkson had dedicated his time to, but highlighted his work with the disabled community as the major mark made during his career.
Anyone who knows this honourable member knows that you could as easily have seen him from a very young man wearing the waistcoat of the Lions. Similarly, you would have seen him work with the Salvation Army. You would have seen him work with the St. John's Ambulance Brigade. But the one that perhaps he is most well known for across this entire country is his work with the Council for the Disabled. And when the history of this young nation is written, the name of the Honourable Member will stand tall with respect to the contribution which he has made to post-independence Barbados for the people who themselves could not represent their interests and act in their own deliberate interests.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley, also paying tribute, was Minister of People Empowerment Kirk Humphrey, who said apart from contributions to the disabled, Mr. Hinkson had transformed the immigration department and deserved credit for its turnaround.
One of his more enduring legacies will be in the reform of immigration. And I do not think that the Honourable Member receives as much support and as much credit for immigration. Because when we came to office, the immigration department was considered to be not a very well-functioning organization. And by the time he left that place, it was considered to be perhaps the most efficient and best functioning department in the government, to the point where the call-in program narrative has shifted so much that persons were calling in on the call-in program to praise the immigration department. And I believe that that is due to the work of the honorable member. And I will say it again, I do not believe that he receives enough credit for that particular intervention. It was tremendous work that was done.
Minister of People Empowerment and Elder Affairs, Kirk Humphrey. Minister of Social Security and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan, is urging organizations across Barbados to establish safety and health committees, stressing that these bodies are essential not only as a legal requirement but as a foundation of national development. Speaking during the second Barbados Workers Union Occupational Safety and Health Conference, Minister Jordan warned that too many organizations remain reluctant to set up these bodies, and in some workplaces, employees view committee service as an extra duty.
Organizations need to have safety and health committees, not just because it is law. The law requires that businesses and organizations of a certain size have joint safety and health committees. Smaller establishments can have committees, but if they're not enough persons, at least a safety delegate. We have recognized two major issues. One is that there are some organizations that are not encouraging the setting up of these committees. We are also recognizing that there are some organizations that are attempting to do it, but are not getting buy-in from workers. In some cases, workers see it as an additional responsibility. These committees are a vital platform to protect individual workers, businesses.
Minister of Social Security and the Third Sector, Colin Jordan. Barbadian students are being encouraged to learn the Japanese language, culture, in order to strengthen the relationship between the Asian territory and this country. At least 59 people, including children, have been killed in a barrage of Israeli attacks across the besieged Gaza Strip. Rescue teams and medics in the enclave said at least 12 people belonging to the same family were among those killed. Top story in this edition, the Educational Minister calls for more dialogue on the issue of terms leave for teachers, while C2SAB backs the BUT's stance, stressing there's no need for more talks. The latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.